You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Michael Gluck, a research pioneer in gaming and entertainment. He's just 31 and president of VG Market, the company he founded with his $5,000 in life savings and now generates $20 million in revenue all by the age of 30. Certainly impressive. Michael, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So where did you start your career, and was it in gaming and research?
Sure was. First job right out of school was at the Electronic Arts in the market research department.
How about that? And what was the turning point where you decided that you were going to create your own company and become a self-made millionaire?
I was 24 years old, so I had worked at the company for 3 years at that point. I learned a whole lot about how video game research was being done from being on the inside of the industry. And I also got my hand into developing games as well during that period of time. So seeing how the industry worked from the research side and seeing how it worked from the production side, those two experiences gave me the idea that I could do market research for video games better than the vendors that we were hiring from inside the company. So that was the turning point where I started to get the idea that I could leave the company and I could create a competitive service to what we were hiring and do it better on multiple facets. And it was at that point that I approached my boss and asked him directly if I were to leave the company, would he give me a chance as a vendor to prove out the product, prove out the service, and he was amenable to the idea, and it went from there.
Unbelievable. How did you get your first client? I mean, I think you may have hit on that already.
Yeah, so it was, give a little background on what the company does. You know, we're the video game market research guys. So any company that has research questions about their video game, they come to us. That could be, hey, we want to know if the game is fun or not before it comes out. We want to get real gamers to get in there, get their hands on it, play the game, tell us what's working, what's not working, what are the areas of improvement, what are the strengths. You know, so much money going into these games and the development and marketing. Got to get it right. Got to make sure that when it comes out, it's fun. And that's what people are coming to us for. They might also be coming to us from some marketing questions. So we've already got a game, but how do we sell this game? Who's the target audience? What are the types of marketing taglines and communications that are going to really work with the audience? What is the kind of art that we should put on the box or on the icon in the app store? Or what are those screenshots that should appear in the app store to make people notice the game? These are the questions they come to us with, and we're running these research studies to find out the answers. And so that's just a little background about what we're doing. So my first client was actually my boss when I was working at Electronic Arts. We were spending $40,000 to $60,000 for market research studies to be done, and I saw an opportunity to do the same thing for half the money. So it was actually at the beginning, it was about a quarter of the money for similar services, and I realized that I could also do it a lot faster than we were waiting to get the results a long time. And I thought I could do it a lot faster. And I went to him and I just proposed the idea. You know, I could do the same thing we're paying for, for 25 to 50% of the money and in just a couple of days rather than several weeks. And then he said, sure, I would be willing to give you one shot to prove it out. So when the project ended, I rolled off of the project, left the company, started up the firm. I had $5,000 saved up from working there over a couple of years. That's what I used to fund the first project. And he was my first client, and the project was a success. He sent out an email to the rest of the company saying, hey, you got to work with this guy. This is a better option than what we've got, and it went from there.
Certainly inspiring indeed. Today we're joined by Mr. Michael Gluck, the founder and president of VG Market, a market research firm specializing in entertainment, media, and technology, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, do you work in other industries for research aside from video games?
Yeah, we started off initially as an exclusively video game research provider. We grew that network to over 50 video game companies that we service. But in recent years, we've expanded into other areas of entertainment, media, and technology as well. Telecom, headphones, mobile apps that are not necessarily game apps, but other types of mobile technology apps. So businesses that are related in technology or entertainment or media, but are not necessarily games, have been an expansion area for us in recent years.
And lastly, where would you say the future of interactive gaming is headed?
It's certainly, as I've observed it, moving from the consoles to mobile devices, but also console gaming is very much alive and well. There's just been a growth of gaming on mobile devices, you know, progressively since 2008, even 2007 until today. And my business, as it started off, you know, 100% consoles, which was, you know, PlayStation, Xbox, the consoles that you hook up to your TV and play with a controller in your hand. Today, more than half my business is actually games coming out for the phone. So that's what I've observed as a trend in interactive gaming, for sure.
Well, if you would tell our listeners where they can get more information about VG Market online.
Sure. You can go to vgmarket.com, VG like video game market.com, and you see all the customers we're working with up there, and learn about the services that we're offering. And you know, it's as easy as just emailing sales@vgmarket.com to get more information or a quote on any type of market research service.
Excellent. And in conclusion, coming from you and your experience, what advice would you give someone looking to create their own business like you did?
The one key success factor that I can always point to would be just treasuring your friendships. Everyone that you meet along the way, just valuing those people and being a good human being, generous and friendly and honest, and just being a good person is the key, because it's unbelievable how ironically everyone comes back into your life in various points, and the most unexpected people can make an appearance, and that could be the determinant factor of your success. And just treasure your friends. The golden rule, you know, like we learned as kids, that's the number one success factor, I would say, in starting up and maintaining the business.
Well said. Mr. Gluck, certainly has been a pleasure and an honor to have had you today, and thanks so much for joining us on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Gluck, the founder and president of VG Market, a market research firm specializing in entertainment, media, and technology. And once again, the website of reference is vgmarket.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.